Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The NFL's divisional round will produce three great games, not four. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. This is one of the best weekends of the sports year when the NFL playoffs are down to eight teams and four games on Saturday and Sunday. And all four wildcard teams are gonzo, which should make for the best games possible. Except, of course, for the Houston Texans at the New England Patriots Saturday night. The Texans have statistically the best defense in the NFL. The Pats have statistically the best offense. So that should make for a fairly even game, right? Wrong. The two teams met early in the season, and the Patriots whitewashed Houston 27-0 with third-stringer Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. With Tom Brady back from New England, expect an even bigger blowout. The Pats are 16-point favorites, record high for the playoffs. Earlier Saturday, third-seeded Seattle faces number 2-seed Atlanta in one NFC semifinal. The Seahawks have been to two of the last three Super Bowls, but they don't have the same offense this season. While Atlanta is a popular dark horse pick to reach Super Bowl 51, with Matt Ryan enjoying the best season of his career. Sorry, Russell Wilson, your booby prize is going home to New Bright Sierra. Tough on you. Sunday features the two best games. In the AFC, the number 3 Steelers visit the number 2 Chiefs, and in the NFL, the number 4 Packers play at America's team, top-seeded Dallas. The Cowboys have not won a divisional playoff game since before rookie sensations Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott were born. And they are at home in America's Stadium, the massive Jerry Jones Dome outside of Dallas. So which other two teams will move on to Final Four Sunday? I will be rooting for Kansas City, coming off the bye week and playing at home to beat the Steelers, because the Chiefs are the easier foe for the Patriots. But Pittsburgh and Big Ben are the most dangerous team right now, having won 8 straight. Besides the Steelers advancing on Sunday, I like the Cowboys to win a thriller over the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who also haven't lost since late November. The last game Sunday caps off an awesome weekend. This is Archansky. See ya.